Matura exam 4 extended.
Exercise 2. Page 66.
Recording 1.
Hello, Jack. What are you doing this evening? I'm starting a pottery class at the Arts College. Do you want to come?
Hi, Laura. That sounds interesting. But I don't have the time this evening. I'm working on a model aeroplane at the moment, and I would really like to have it finished by the weekend. I've almost finished it, but I ran out of glue, which is why I've come here.
That's exciting. Will you paint it afterwards too?
Yes. That reminds me, I should pick up some more blue paint too. When I've painted it, I will take it down to Victoria Park for a test flight. Hopefully, I'll have it ready by Saturday afternoon, if you'd like to come.
Yes, sure. It sounds like fun.
Recording 2.
Come along to the Play Cafe, where you can play hundreds of different board games. There is a game for everyone here, making it a great place to hang out with old friends. We offer our customers a generous menu with a huge variety of drinks and tasty snacks. You can enjoy sipping on one of our special fruit smoothies, creamy milkshakes, or even sample one of our delicious character-inspired cupcakes. So for a great time and great food, come to the Play Cafe on Bridge Street today.
Recording 3.
Ken-Ken is a puzzle that originates from Japan. It was created by Tetsuya Miyamoto in 2004. The puzzle has now made its way overseas, and Ken-Ken puzzles have started to make an appearance in European newspapers. It's my belief that it's not a puzzle just anyone enjoys, but some people will find it impossible to put down. One of the appeals of Ken-Ken is its challenge over other puzzles. It is trickier than existing newspaper puzzles, and it takes longer to complete, since the mathematical problems require you to add, subtract, divide, and multiply to get the answers. It's presented in a grid like Sudoku, but only small clues are given and no whole numbers. Teachers worldwide have been praising the academic value of the Ken-Ken and support claims that it's the puzzle that makes you smarter.